all the skill guys, every guy at ADR is back. What does that do for you guys can take it from there in camp?
Well, we have a lot of guys, and I mean, from what we did last year, you see guys are improved, and you know, David Johnson and Chris and Andre Ellington. I mean, the tight four complemented tight ends that we have, and you know, obviously we have a plethora of receivers that can play at a high level. You know, and Carson's back again, so I mean, we're really happy with the team that we have offensively. You know, I'm speaking as an offensive guy about our offense, but I think we could do something special. I mean, we could put a lot of points up and really improve on the areas that we were deficient in last season.
What about David Johnson? When you look at him and what he can be and what he's like now?
Well, he's a three-down back, goal line. I mean, there's nothing that he can't do. I mean, he's very intelligent, really understands the system. His coach, Stump Miller, does a great job of preparing him. You know, he did a great job getting him ready to play last year, you know, maybe more than expected. And you got to tip your hat to David. I mean, he works his tail off. The guy's been here every single day throughout the offseason. Nothing's different. Training camp stinks when you're bad. Training camp stinks when you're good. It's training camp, man. And 30 minutes from home, you know, sleeping in an hotel. I mean, but it's a job, and, you know, you focus on what you can control, and that's your effort every day, getting out here and getting better and, you know, going through the monotonous process of training camp.
You talk about the grind of training camp. What's it like seeing those wide-eyed rookies come on in here?
I mean, you know, those guys are really excited and anxious to get back in here. You know, coach doesn't allow us to call training camp a grind. He said, you know, we're staying in a five-star hotel. We'll practice indoors. So it's not a grind.
Yeah. Last training camp for Larry?
I have no idea.
It's a nice thought.
I don't even know what I'm having for dinner tonight. You know, let's start with the basics.
Larry, what is it about being in his offense that allows the skilled guys to not worry about their touches, to feel that the ball's going to find the right place and who it needs to find at any given play?
I think that more has to do with the kind of guys you have. You know, I mean, you put, you know, divas in the team, and they're going to always complain about the touches, but you're not going to hear about guys upset about getting four catches and this guy got taken. That's not the kind of dynamic we have. We pull for each other. When David's getting off and he's hitting it and he's playing well, or when Chris against Baltimore last year started getting off, I mean, we wanna feed the beast. Whoever got the hot hand, just keep getting it to him. You know, we don't care. We just want to win. You know, it's just however we can get to the end of the game with a W, and that's all that matters to us.
Larry, quick question. 13 years in the league going in, how has this game changed you, and what motivates you now to continue forward and put on the helmet?
There's only one thing that I want. You know, I just want to win a championship. That's it.